deaths. 50 people in total are due to be freed over 4 days. In return, Israel will release 150 Palestinian prisoners, 39 of them today. Israel's former justice minister, Ayelet Shaked, says the government had no choice.
This is a heavy price that we had to pay, and we are paying that. You know, it's not something that we want to do. It's not a good thing to do. They all were involved in some kind of terror organization.
A temporary ceasefire agreed by Hamas and Israel appears to be holding. Minibuses have been seen arriving in the West Bank carrying what appear to be Palestinian prisoners expecting to be freed. Dr. Sabri Saidem from the Fatah Central Committee says it's a step in the right direction, but not enough.
We are super concerned about those who are still under the rubble, super concerned about the northern parts of Gaza and Gaza City. We would like to see people go back to their homes to bury the dead and get their belongings out and look for their houses if they are existing or not.
Convicted murderer Oscar Pistorius will leave prison early, 10 years after killing his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. The Paralympian athlete will walk out of prison on January 5th, but must adhere to strict conditions, including no drinking and therapy for his anger issues. A 22-year-old man's been arrested over the stabbing of an Uber driver in southwest London. He's been questioned over a number of connected incidents in Clapham. HSBC has said sorry to customers after its online banking and mobile app went down. It says it's investigating as a matter of urgency after customers couldn't access services or authorise purchases on Black Friday. And HMV's welcomed shoppers back into its flagship store on Oxford Street in London again. The music shop shut down 4 years ago, but was formally reopened this morning. The company said it was due to a dramatic turnaround. And that's the latest. I'm Amanda Falkenstein.
Thanks so much, Amanda. And we'll have another news update in an hour's time with Joe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's beautifully sunny out there still this afternoon, which is great news, a high of 8. It's going to be, sunset is just 1 minute before 4 o'clock this afternoon. My goodness, that's so early, isn't it? And it's going to go down to minus 1 tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 6 throughout the day, fairly sunny day actually, which is pretty good, but because there's no cloud around, that means it's going to go down to minus 2 tomorrow night. Sunday, it's a day where it's going to be cloudy during the daylight hours, and then there'll be some light rain from around 5 o'clock. That's a high of 6 and a low of 4. Monday, light rain all day long, a high of 7 and a low of 2. Much nicer sunny days on Tuesday and Wednesday, but of course because of that, it means that there's going to be frost on both nights as well. And then we're not looking forward to it, but there could well be some sleet on Thursday and Friday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444, or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome back. Great to have you back with us. If you've missed the first hour, well, you've missed an absolute treat. I've been chatting away with Jacob and Lottie and Mr. Taggart here, talking about dementia and being a dementia friend, and how important it is to understand about people who have a dementia. And as our friend Jacob said here, not make them feel silly. That's really excellent advice indeed. It's all been recorded. It'll all be there on the show blog for today, Friday the 24th of November. Show blog will be up during this evening, and then the recording will be added maybe this evening or certainly across the weekend. So do make sure you check it out. They're still here and they're going to take part in the competition, which is a bit later than normal, but never mind.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
So if you're a regular, you know how this works, but if you're not, then the way this works is very simple, really. I'm going to give you some clues about somebody. It doesn't really matter if you've never heard of the artists. I'm sure our friends here will have never heard of the at least two of them, but it doesn't really matter, because you just have to listen to think, when was they begin their careers? When did they first bring out a track, and how old do you think they were then? And from that, you can hopefully work out how old you think they are now. And if you get it right, you get 3 points, and if you are the person who is closest, you get 1 point. So we start off here with Bruce Hornsby, an American singer, songwriter and pianist. His music draws from folk rock, grass, bluegrass, southern rock, country, etc., etc. He's won 3 Grammy Awards. In 1987, he won the Grammy Award for the Best New Artist with Bruce Hornsby and The Range. He won another Grammy Award in 1990 and another one in 1994. And in 2022, he brought out his 23rd album. So we're going to go back to the beginning of his career from 1986 for the track The Way It Is, which was a USA number one and also number one in 2 other countries. It was top 10 in 4 more. In the UK, it reached number 15. So how old do we reckon that Bruce Hornsby is? And if we're playing along with the email, it's radio@phoenixfm.com.
Think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the move? just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. That's just the way.
So that's Bruce Hornsby and the Range, and we were asking you how old you thought he was. You can take part radio@phoenixfm.com if you wanted to do it in that kind of like way. Second person that we've got here today, this is a harder one maybe. This is Ray Styles. He started playing bass at the age of 14 on a guitar made by his dad. His musical influences were the Beat Groups of the early 1960s. He joined the group Mud in 1966 and turned professional in 1968. The band enjoyed 14 top 20 hits, including 3 number one records, and they performed all over the country. Mudd retired in 1979. Since then, he's been in the Hollies, and now he spends his time with the Hollies and the rest of the time playing in his son's band, Vimo. So, we're going to go to a track way back to 1974, the best-selling single, in fact, in the UK in that particular year. It was a number one, of course, in the UK, and 3 other countries. This is Tiger Feet. So how old do we reckon Ray Styles is? radio@phoenixfm.com. Tonight, I got a feeling in my knees. So that's the Mud and Tiger Feet. And, well, our friends here have got to go back to school, but it's been absolutely great to have you here this afternoon. So I wish you could have stayed longer, but still, never mind. And you brought the sunshine with you throughout the afternoon as well, which is really good. So, Jacob, have you enjoyed yourself this afternoon?
Yes.
There you are. First time in the radio studio.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's been really good. And Lottie, have you enjoyed yourself this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for all that you've done. And and what do you want to say? If some of those people from Ingatestone and Frining Juniors are still listening, and they might be, what would you like to say to them?
Thanks for listening.
Excellent. That's kind of like, that's the right thing to say. Jolly good. And Lottie?
And I just want to say good luck to everyone else who's doing Young Expression Show.
Yeah, and so remind everybody about that this evening. What's happening with that tonight?
It's in Ingatestone, and it's tonight a show, and then tomorrow night, and then the night after as well.
Wonderful. That sounds absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to the three of you for coming in and chatting with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Reverend Patrick.
Thank you.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk. Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 777 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new, live sessions, interviews with local unsigned and signed artists, great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Makes you make a call at 4 a.m. Makes you stay.
That's Lady A and What a Song Can Do. And that's the beginning of the track that goes with our next person that we've got here today. Just a little bit sneaking thing for you. Our friends sadly had to go from Ingate Center Friday Junior School. What, they brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So that's why we've taken a little break in the competition. So we've got the third person now. Yeah, I think you already know who it's going to be by that little bit I've just played for you. Carly Rae Jepsen, an Arcadian singer, songwriter and musician. After studying musical theatre for most of her school life and while at university, Jepsen garnered mainstream attention after placing third in the fifth season of Canadian Idol in 2007. Her breakthrough, of course, came in 2012 with her much-acclaimed single Call Me Maybe being declared the best-selling single of the year worldwide, selling over 18 million copies and reaching number one in 19 countries. So the question is, final one today, how old is Carly Rae Jepsen? Radio at phoenixfm.com.
I threw a wish in the well, don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at your baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. You took your time with the call, I took no time with the fall. You gave me nothing at all, but still you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal, at first sight and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at your baby.
Carly Rae Jepsen, that's the last of our three artists here today, and thank you very much to everybody who's taken part. My word, we've got so many here taken part today. So we've got Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, Mark, Lee, Sean and Sarah, who are in York today, and then we had Lottie and Jacob, who are here in the studio. So that's far too many answers to go through with them all here, because we'll be here all day and we're running so late anyway, but never mind. So let's just see, well, with Bruce Hornsby we started off with. So the youngest age for Bruce Hornsby that we had was 52. The oldest that we had was 69. He is, in fact, 69, and it was Chris in Guildford who gave us that answer. So 3 points to Chris for that. Then we had Ray Styles, and we asked how old he is, best known for being in Mud. And so the let me see again. The youngest age that we had for him was 74. The oldest age that we had was 87. He is, in fact, 77. And Chris again in Guildford got 77 absolutely correct. He's going to be astounded, because with both of his answers he's put "I've got no idea," but he gets 77. So 3 points for Chris in Guildford for that, and 3 points for Lee, who also up in York there got the same answer as well. And then we came to Carly Rae Jepsen here, and I did actually say how old she was in here before they all had to leave, to which Mr. Taggart actually said, no way, she can't possibly be that age. She is, in fact, 38. The youngest answer that we had was 31. No, the youngest we had was 27, in fact, and the oldest that we had was 37. So nobody thought that's how old she was. But in fact, that is how old she is. So there was 1 point for Sean in York for that, and 1 point for Jacob here in the studio as well. So that's very good. So today, we have Jacob with 1 point, Sean with 1 point, but our standout winner, he's going to be so astounded, he'll be falling off his chair right now. That's Chris in Guildford with 6 points. But thank you to everybody who took part. You are all winners just for doing that. And already it's 2:30, which is incredible. When does the time go? But it's time for this again.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll give you a little bit of a travel update on what is happening round and about as well. I can tell you now that the M25 clockwise is very slow traffic between Junction 26 Waltham Abbey and Junction 27, the M11. Also, the M11 itself northbound, one lane is now closed due to an accident between Junction 7A, that's Harlow North, and Junction 8, which is Bishop Stortford. So those are very particular travel items that we need to bring you. If we just call up the map here I have in front of me, it's not too bad now in the centre of Billericay, less than it was earlier on, but still a little bit of traffic round. Again, bound by the station in Shenfield, a little bit of traffic. Centre of Brentwood, of course, around Wilson's Corner, that in all directions, that's now building up. Same down in the Brook Street roundabout, that's building up a little bit as well. We go up the A12, very busy now around Sandon, and then further north, actually continuing just busy in that area as well. Centre of Chelmsford, around the Army and Navy, very busy, but generally as well, it's building up in Chelmsford at this time. And there'll be a full travel update from Joe in an hour's time, while you get the trains and the underground as well. It's just about time for us, I think, to be doing this. So we're taking ourselves back to the chart this week for 1995. And at number 20, we've got Simply Red with Fairground, 19 Tina Turner with Goldeneye, 18 Heaven for Everyone from Queen. 17 I'll Lie for You and That's the Truth from Meatloaf. At number 15, Hobo from Whale. At 14, I Believe, that's the Happy Clappers. 13, To the Beat of the Drum from the Ethnics, and at 12, Thunder from E17. At number 11 is Ichiku Park, but this is the version by M People. 10, it's Lie to Me from Bon Jovi. 9, Bjork and It's So Quiet. At 8, it's Boyzone and Father and Son. At 7, Anywhere Is from Enya. And at 6, it's Madonna and You'll See. Five, The Universal from Blur. At 4, Wonderwall from Oasis. At 3, it's Missing Everything But The Girl. At 2, Gangster's Paradise from Coolio. And at number 1, a joint A-side, I Believe and Up on the Roof from Robson and Jerome. But we're going to start by going to number 3. This is Missing from Everything But The Girl. It was number 1 in 6 countries, including the USA. It was number 3 in the UK. And in Rolling Stone's 200 Greatest Dance Songs of All Time, it's number there, 54.
Step off the train. I'm walking down your street again and past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there. Now you disappeared somewhere. I got a space. Found some better place and I miss you.
Mr.
That's Everything But the Girl and Missing You. And the young people who've just left me here, they left with me, happening here at the Brentwood Centre, actually, Music for Christmas on Thursday, the 21st of December at 7 o'clock. The biggest Christmas musical extravaganza in Essex. There's all kinds of groups are involved in this, as Chelmsford Ballet Company, as well as singing groups. But Ingate Stone and Frining C of E Juniors are there within that. They wanted to let me know that, that they will be singing as part of that event. So that's the Brentwood Centre, Thursday the 21st of December. And this chart from 1995 at number 19, the theme from the James Bond film with Timothy Dalton. The song was written by Bono and The Edge, and Tina Turner's song was number one in Poland and Hungary, only made number 10 in the UK.
Reflection on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface in every shadow. On the wind, I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, you do what I please. Golden eye. Sweetness, but a bitter kiss will bring him to his knees. You'll never know how I watched you from the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. The tears I've cried, but now my time has come, and time is not on your side. See him move through smoke and mirrors, feel his presence in the crowd. Other girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain, take him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You'll never know from the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to get so close and be denied.
Tina Turner. And the last track we've got from the chart this week in 1995, this was done at number 20, Simply Red and Fairground. It was a number one in the UK and also in three other countries, top 10 in 11 more, and it was their only UK number one.
Love the thought.
Driving
Right down Fairground. We'll have another Vintage Chart next week. We'll also have great guests. Tim Goodbody here be chatting about Advent. And then Catherine will be along, Catherine Loveday, chatting about that wonderful charity that's called Kids Inspire and telling us about their Christmas collection and things that you can do to help and support them. It's going to be another busy one next week.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, The Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
And tomorrow, Antonia, we're chatting with London rapper Native, and that's be a great show. And, of course, tomorrow as well, 12 o'clock, it's the weekend wind-up, and Spencer will be chatting along with Mark Silby, who will be giving you the latest information about film releases and DVD releases as well. So there's so much we need to be telling you about. I'll tell you some of these as well.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So the Brentwood Arts Society annual exhibition, that's still happening. That's happening at the Bardswell Social Club, Bardswell Close in Brentwood. If you'd like to go this evening, it's open between 7 and 8. Saturday, it's between 5 and 6. Sunday, between 10:30 and 3 o'clock, and other times you can find on their website of the Brentwood Arts Society. And then there's a Christmas bazaar happening tomorrow at St. George's Church in Ongar Road, just away from, a little way from the studio here. Stalls and refreshments, cakes, chocolates, and bottle tombola, toys, books, oh, Santa, bacon rolls, you know, the kind of thing that there is. 10:30 through until 1:30. Admission is just 50p, and all funds raised go towards church funds. So that's tomorrow, St. George's Church here in Ongar Road for their Christmas bazaar.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And a few weeks back, Dan Pearce was in here and chatting to me about his new album, which is coming out in January. But you can now buy this track. Long time listener, first time caller.
The dial are tuning in and move through the white noise to find the frequency and listen. Hear that voice, an old familiar voice. The day begins and things get heated. The hopeless arguments astound. Found she can't just overheat. She becomes a long time listener. First time caller. The voice that she likes most, approve and disapprove, and it appears that when it comes to speaking her mind, she finds his words just interfere. She becomes a long time listener, first time caller.
DC Pierce and long-time listener, first-time caller. If you like that, just go back down through the archive of my shows and you can find him in here at the studio chatting about that album, and we played five of the tracks from it, not released yet until January. Don't forget the food banks, will you? Wherever you are, the food banks need your help at this time. The Brentwood Food Bank in particular, their Christmas shopping list is now out. You can find it on their website, but they're looking for all the things you might expect. Cake, biscuits, puddings, jellies, angel delight, custard, evaporated milk, stuff, stuffing, pickles, biscuits for cheese, mince pies, tinned salmon, tinned ham, tinned fruit, Christmas crackers and Christmas sweets. All those kind of like things as well. But we know that similarly, Brentwood Food, Billericay Food Bank will be looking for all sorts of things. And of course, so will Chelmsford and all the other ones wherever you happen to be. The Daily Bread Cafe in Hutton, they've got their Christmas hamper appeal out at the moment as well. Last year, they gave out over 300 hampers to people in the local community, and they're looking for your help as well. You can find them on Facebook with all of the kind of information about how you can help that. And the winter coat appeal that's being done by the Salvation Army in Chelmsford, and they're looking for good winter coats to be able to give out to people. And again, you can find more information about that on the Salvation Army website and also Chelmsford CVS. I was lucky enough to come into the studio on Tuesday and hear Joby Fox singing live on Drive. He's going to sing for you now as well.
Of a day to come, I something to tell you in the morning sun. You had to be certain, you wanna be sure. I can't go on with this courting no more. Won't you believe me? I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's death in madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say no more. For once in a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away.
That's Joby Fox and I Love You. Thanks for your company here this afternoon. It's all been recorded. It was absolutely fabulous. The young people, Joe from Ingatestone and Frining Junior School, that we had with us here this afternoon, Lottie and Jacob and Mr. Taggart. It's all recorded. Do check it all out. It'll all be there on the show blog. I'll leave you today with the same song as we had last week. I played Free Man in Paris by Elton John last week, and Joe said, I haven't heard that for ages. Here's the Joni Mitchell original, number 470 in 500 greatest songs of all time. Have a great weekend, won't you?
Somebody calling you down. I do my best and I do good. inside. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.